Irish organisations are unprepared for cyber attacks. That's according to EY's annual Global Information Security Report. It says 47% of Irish organisations believe it's unlikely they would even detect a sophisticated cyber attack. The survey, Get Ahead of Cybercrime, surveyed 1,825 organisations in 60 countries, including Ireland. And we're joined in studio by EY's Hugh Callahan. Hugh, what kind of firms are most a threat?
I think cyber attacks are rather indiscriminate. They can affect a number of organisations, really, and small to large enterprises are all being targeted right now.
And what's the point of cybercrime? Why are most attacks carried out?
Threats often have different motivations. Some of them can be malicious, some of them can be politically motivated even to prove a point. Often, though, there's a financial motive behind them.
And who carries out the attacks? I think most people always think it's big-time hackers doing kind of big-time cybercrime jobs, but there are smaller things too, aren't there?
There are, of course. I think there's an increasingly mature view now that everything from individual operatives to loose collectives through to criminal organisations and even state-sponsored hackers are active right now.
And how much of a threat are disgruntled employees, do you think, to business?
The internal threat is absolutely something that can't be overlooked, and indeed consistent with recent surveys, organisations are a leading concern about their own employees, careless or unawareness.
Ireland, where are we in comparison to the rest of the 60 countries that you surveyed?
Broadly consistent, but definitely maturing. There's a real realisation about the number and increasing number and sophistication of the cyber attacks that are out there right now.
And what kind of attacks are happening here in Ireland that we probably don't hear about for the most part?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you only read about the ones that are reported. So the attacks that can happen often relate to either malware or hacking or defacement of websites or even denial of service.
And can companies prepare for cyber attacks?
Companies absolutely need to be prepared. That's the central message of the survey. We really need to get ahead of cybercrime and do more to rehearse and be ready for the events before they happen, and even use an intelligence-led approach to understand what might affect the most critical assets for businesses before they get attacked.
Well, we think of fire drills where you evacuate a building once or twice a year. What do you do in the face of cyber attacks when you're preparing for one of those?
This is similar. It's about understanding what matters most to the business, the threats that might put those things at risk, and really rehearsing those scenarios that could be absolutely devastating for the business, because the middle of an event is not the time to be trying to event your response.
And how do you stay ahead of it? I know that you say you have to prepare and adapt and things like that, but how do you actually do it? If you're a small company, how much money should you put aside? How much of an investment should you put into protecting yourself from these attacks?
Well, again, this is about the risk-based approach, because it's absolutely impossible to make your organisation completely secure and secure every asset. So it's really about understanding which assets are absolutely critical and differentially protecting those.
Okay, Hugh Callahan, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. Briefly, in some other business news, OPEC oil producers meet today. This is against the backdrop of the price of Brent crude falling 30% since June. The fall in prices is being put down to a sharp rise in US shale oil output or fracking and weakening global demand. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.25 and at 79.2 pence sterling.